Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah, everything about the last few minutes was just not good for Buffalo, but a lot of hockey here. 2-1 Flyers. And the Philadelphia Flyers now working it in front for a shot. Rebound scores! The snowball has gained some speed here as Brink jumps in for the Flyers.
Yeah, that one, a quick answer. After Zegras made it 2-1 Philadelphia for their first lead at 9:04 the first, then Brink, 21 seconds later, makes it 3-1 Philadelphia, and that ends up being the game-winning goal. And tonight, the goal of the game. It's brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. As we welcome you here into the post game, Brian Colziel with you. Appreciate everybody being with us here. It is snowing in Amherst, so if you are out and about listening here on the post game, we appreciate it, but take your time. I know the conditions may be not ideal as of this moment, as conditions were not good for the Sabres tonight. A very, very poor first period. Then the captain with a penalty that leads to his ejection and all downhill the rest of the way. 5-2 the final tonight. Buffalo, again, cannot get a win streak going of more than just two games this entire season. Live locker room reaction. Here's Bo Byram up first with Paul.
Bo, it seemed like that happened really quick. I mean, you guys got the power play goal. Next thing you know, it took a minute, and next they got three goals. So what happened in that time period?
Yeah, obviously, you know, a couple power play goals there. You know, our penalty kill's been so good all year that we're not really used to that. And, you know, one unfavorable balance on the one. But, yeah, you know, I think parts of our game was really good. And but we just dug ourselves a hole, like you said, in that first, whatever it was, 5 minutes after we scored. And couldn't get, you know, much traction after that.
And how frustrating was it, given the way the game started? You guys got a goal and playing the way I'm sure you wanted to play off the top here.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, after the first one, you know, stuff happens. They're a good team. They're going to score goals. But, you know, then bang, bang, couple more. It's frustrating. But, you know, I thought the rest of the game after that, we created our chances and we had chances to score. We just couldn't, you know, keep them from finding the back of the net. So, yeah, it's frustrating.
As you said, it's uncharacteristic. I don't even know if you gave up two power play goals in a game all year. What was the difference in this game, maybe compared to the rest of the season in your penalty kill?
I mean, I'd have to watch the goals back and see what went wrong there. I mean, on the one, it's a, like I said, crappy deflection that ends up in the net. I'm not sure there's much you can do there. And then on the second, or on the first one, shot from the point with traffic, you know, that's what a lot of power plays are trying to do. So, yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily something one thing that you can fix. You know, whenever a puck goes in the net, there's usually something that goes wrong before it. But, yeah, I don't think it's anything to, you know, stress about. Like you said, our PK has been so good. You know, an off night can happen. So just regroup and try to tighten those things up.
You said offensively, obviously, there was a lot of open ice in that game. Your goal is kind of one of those kind of plays where you found some room because there was room out there to, you know, make a play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, like I said earlier, I think there was some ice out there, and I think we did create some scoring chances that didn't go in for us. So, you know, you're never happy with a loss, obviously, but, you know, we just got to keep chugging here, and eventually we got to find a way to string some wins together. You know, we win two, lose two, win two, lose two, it seems like, lose three. So, you know, if we want to stay in the race, we're going to have to try to string something together.
You're getting up ice recently, and it's paying off into some goals also. What's happening for you? Are the reads just better, or what's going on for you that you've been able to get up ice and be able to contribute like that?
You know, I think it's a multitude of things. Our forwards are doing a really good job of entering the zone with speed and, you know, delaying at times and finding us D or finding us D in the zone. I feel like we've been doing a better job of that lately. So a lot of it comes from there, and a lot of it, like you said, comes from just identifying when you can get up and join and when it's probably smarter to hang back a little. So, yeah, something that all us D will continue to work on and try to help the team in whatever way we can.
Thanks, Paul. Well, Byram on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Byram has been good offensively, jumping in. He's got 5 goals in his last 11 games. Got his 6th of the season in the second period. Got it to a 4-2 game with literally the halfway mark of the game or so. But then Buffalo gave it right back up. Here's Tage Thompson now live with Paul.
Recently, when adversity hit, you guys have been doing pretty good with it, figuring it out and overcoming it. It hit in this game, and it just seemed like you guys reacted real well. What happened in that 59 seconds where you go from 1-0 up down 3-1?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a couple of unlucky bounces there, one on the PK there, and then leaving the zone hits off me. Obviously, could have done some better to try to stop them, but... Yeah, I think we got frustrated tonight. I think we were obviously chasing the game early. We let those plays affect us, you know, late into the game, and just kind of we were in a hole trying to dig ourselves out. And you know, when you're in a hole and you're on the bench and there's frustration, it usually doesn't bode well for you.
How tough was that, given the way it started? You have a lead, you have a power play, and you run into the penalty problem where you guys had a chance to go up two?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, tough night for, you know, our power play. We got to be better there, and special teams in particular, I know, could have changed the game for us drastically. Yeah, just a lot of frustration. You know, you don't get any clean looks on the first one. You let that affect the next chance again, and kind of spirals from there. So you got to do a better job. Just, you know, on the bench in between periods, just kind of resetting ourselves, and you know, that all falls on me, and just being better, obviously on the ice, but in between periods too, trying to, you know, get our group just to reset.
You're shaking your head again about the whole goalie interference thing. Goes the other way against you guys after the 2 and home.
Yeah, it's stuff out of your control, right? And that's kind of what I'm talking about, the frustration things. We let things that are out of our control impact the way we go over the boards and play the game, and affect our mindset. And obviously that's not good, and it's something that I gotta be better at as a leader. Obviously that one was frustrating, being on the wrong side of that one, and you know, the disallowed goal, it's another tough one. It's just, you just gotta try to just keep doing the things that make you successful, and I think we got away from that tonight.
The first power play, there's hard work, you get a goal. What happened after that? Was it just, again, the frustration setting in the power plays after that? Because they did take some penalties and give you guys some opportunities.
Yeah, we had plenty of power plays for sure. You know, I think when you get look after look, as far as power plays, and you don't score on them, you know, the next one you get, you start, you know, gripping your stick a little tight, putting more pressure on yourself to to score, and then obviously from that usually you try to overcomplicate the power play and do too much, but things we got to get better on. And you know, like I said during the game, the frustration set in, and obviously it's frustrating after this loss, but we can't let that you know, carry over into tomorrow and into the road trip. It's a big road trip, a lot of points up for grabs that we need. So this is one we just gotta, you know, shake off and get ready for the rest of the road trip.
Thank you, Tage. Tage Thompson on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Tage Thompson there saying, hey, as a leader, I got to do a better job of getting us through those adversity moments, through the bad calls, through a reversal on the bench, in the room in between periods. Said he can't let it carry over to tomorrow and the rest of the road trip. Yeah, they've got five games still left on this road trip, so they've got some work to do, including facing a Winnipeg team on Friday that, you know, they're going to be facing probably a more inspired Jets team after they had that players-only meeting after losing Monday badly here in Buffalo by that 5-1 score. All of our locker room reports tonight, well, they're brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need a place to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? 5-2 Philadelphia beats Buffalo. The Sabres now back to 11-12-4 after this regulation loss tonight. I'll update you on the standings a little bit later on in the postgame. We'll also read some tweets from fans. Send them in at BrianWGR on Twitter, as we'll get connected with our fans a little bit later here on the postgame. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. All right, Lindy Ruff is coming up from Philadelphia. And as you heard from Dan and Rob, maybe at the end of the broadcast there, the Sabres will stay in Philadelphia tonight. No flight to Winnipeg. They'll do that tomorrow and then get set to take on the Jets on Friday. Central time zone, but still 7 o'clock on Friday night Eastern for that game. And then Buffalo will go really out west with games next week with Edmonton and Calgary and Vancouver and Seattle all on the docket before they return home on December 18th. So still a while here before Buffalo comes back home, but they've got some games to get going here on this road trip. I thought a successful road trip would have been 4-2 and, you know, kind of keeping whatever momentum you feel like they had there after playing well here as of late. And now, to me, I still think it's 4-2, but now you got to win 4 out of 5. Now, you're playing the bottom four teams in the Pacific Division, those four that I mentioned, Western Canada 3 plus Seattle. So on paper, you can get that. I think, you know, it's doable. Of course, you know, we've seen with Buffalo, they can lose to anybody. They lost to Calgary at home. They lost to St. Louis at home. Those are two of the worst teams in the NHL. They also, you know, record-wise, they are one of the worst teams in the NHL. So that doesn't really mean anything. But we've also seen them play well against good teams. We saw them beat Winnipeg the other night. So can it happen again? Sure. Going to be a different team in terms of maybe their energy and their psyche being in their home building and coming off of their player meeting. Winnipeg playing tonight in Montreal. Again, get you a score on that coming up here shortly. But I'm sure, you know, the Sabres will face a different Winnipeg team coming up here Friday. But, you know, are they capable of winning any of these five games? Sure. But we've only seen them win at most two in a row before something bad happens like tonight. And that's why this team inevitably can tease us all year long of thinking maybe they're in the race, but really they may not. I know Paul thinks it needs to be a double-digit win streak at some point, 10. You know, I'll maybe say, hey, can you win 8 of 10? And then I'll be, you know, I'll be really on board with believing that you're back in the standings. And maybe the math needs to be even more than that. But if you can go 4-1 and then 4-1 over the next 10 games, like, I think you'd be in a nice, healthy spot here with still not at the halfway point. All right, here's Lindy Ruff live in Philly with Paul.
Well, as that game started, just how shocking was that stretch of 1 minute and 3 goals in your net?
I mean, they got a little bit of a break. You know, we took a tough penalty, gave them a short 5-on-3. You know, penalty killing had been good for us. We failed to clear the puck on the first one. We clear the puck, and that power play's over. You know, our puck play wasn't as good. We started the game with poor puck play. It cost us on the third goal. Our puck play cost us on probably 3 of the goals.
We've talked about this so many times. You just never know with challenges, what way it's going to go. How difficult is that for you to weigh the challenge against possibly taking a third penalty right in a row?
Well, because if you know, we've had a couple challenges I've thought definitely wouldn't go. Mm-hmm. If you don't challenge, you're never going to know. We knew it was going to be a light challenge, but at the same time, I've saw goals taken away that were a lot less than that.
So clearly your decision to challenge was based on what you saw at home the last couple times, right?
For sure. And, you know, we felt that, you know, his stick got into our goalie's blocker, and whether that was going to be enough or not. You know, you couldn't really tell. It looked like the body was inside the paint, but the skates weren't.
You could tell Ellis right away. I mean, he didn't right away. He said something to the ref.
Yeah,
I mean, he knew.
I mean, he felt he was interfered with, and, you know, that's part of my reaction, too, is, you know, if the goalie is that adamant about it and his reaction says, then something definitely happened to affect him on the save.
You know, you look at this game and, you know, Thompson has a big turnover and a penalty when you could have gone up 2-0. Tuck doesn't get a clear. Darlene gets run with a major. Your top guys didn't really come through for you.
Yeah, the top guys failed the test. You know, we took a bad penalty. A bad clear. We had plenty of opportunities to get back in the game. And if you look at a couple of chances, even Tage had on the one on the goal line that Samuelson set him up, we weren't sharp. You know, we've talked about consistent play, but we failed the test on consistent play for sure.
Are you worried at all that you may lose your captain on a suspension?
I don't believe so, but you don't know. Thanks.
Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, so there's the quick thought there on Rasmus Dahlin. Maybe a suspension, or at least they're going to look at it for sure with that game misconduct after he hit Zegras up very high and up along the boards for that five-minute boarding call. But Lindy Ruff there, quick comments saying the puck play was poor and then talking about the challenge. Let's get Paul's final take here as we go back to Philadelphia. Paul, obviously the challenge timing-wise ends up being a key moment in this game because that's the three goals in 59 seconds area that really – in the end, was a big factor in deciding this one here today. Now that you heard Lindy's explanation for it, what do you think overall about how he handled it?
I still think he made a mistake, and I understand what he's saying. You don't know unless you challenge. And I also understand that it was different from the home challenges to what we saw here. You just never know how this is going to go. And it doesn't go against any team or whatever. Watch the NHL every night and this garbage goes on. You just don't watch the challenges every night. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I saw a game here where that was, but now I'm watching this game. But I watched this game and that was, it's the NHL through and through. There's just zero consistency. I just felt in this game, and I know they have a good penalty kill. It just wasn't coming through in this game. Sometimes you have a bad game. I'm not real worried about it. But I just think in this game, it just wasn't – you just can't take a third penalty there right in a row. You just can't – I just don't think you can take the chance. And you are taking a chance. I thought it should have been no goal. I think there was goaltender interference. But, again, just because we think that, and then we may think the same thing in the next game, and then we'll be right.
Yeah,
and this time we would be wrong. But I just the way that game was going, and you just gave up two. I just don't think you could afford to take a third penalty there, unless it was just so obvious, like your goaltender got run over, or something like that, and it was just so obvious that you do it. I just don't think you could afford to take the third penalty, and I think that's on Ruff.
Yeah, and it's hard to separate that moment, I think, Paul, from this analysis, because if you solely just take his explanation, well, we've look at the last couple that have been at home. Like, you know what, Lindy, you're right. If I put all three of those, including tonight's, on tape, side by side by side, I would probably say your challenge tonight is as good as any of those other ones. But now you add in the scenario you painted, Paul. You just given up a goal. Now you're just giving up another goal. The crowd's all into it. The building's erupting. Your team seems to be mentally not handling this moment great. And your penalty kill was just out there for a 5-on-3 and a 5-on-4. Now do you want to press the button? That's where maybe I think, you know, where you're going with all this, that, hey, you still have to take that into account here when you're making that decision.
Yeah, you just got to get a feel for what the game's going. And I would love to sit in a room with the Toronto people and set up the Benson challenge and this one and say to them, how are these, how did you do these? because this was more goaltend interference than Benson was. There's just no question about it. Just look at the still.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Shots, look at the play. I mean, it's no question. This is more goaltender interference than the Benson was. And I would just like to sit there and listen to their explanation and show me on tape what you're seeing. What are you seeing that makes the Benson one more severe than this one? I just would love to sit down and have a session with them where I could try to make me understand what you're doing here, because I don't get it. And the coaches don't get it. And the players don't get it. But here we go. This is the NHL.
Yeah. Paul, do you think the team should be allowed to call a timeout before they go and challenge?
Sure. That's your timeout.
Yeah.
The look that the Flyers had, they're looking from their bench, so they could see it, like in live action. So they probably knew right away, all right, but we got to find an angle. You know, so let's call timeout and find an angle. The only angle you're going to get is if there's a camera across the ice near the Flyer bench coming across the blue line, which very often there is. I never saw that on TV, but maybe I missed it or whatever. But that had to have been what they saw and able to call. But, and they probably didn't have that angle yet. But again, in live action, they can see across the ice, and they probably could see Benson was offside. But they got to be able to prove it.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's call timeout, which I think is smart, and let's keep going through angles and see if we can come up with an angle that's going to give us the ultimate proof that he's offside, because we know he was. But, again, you got to prove it.
Yeah. Paul Hamilton in Philadelphia. Sabres fall to the Flyers 5-2. The two-game win streak, which, again, it's never gotten any higher than two. This season comes to an end. They'll be in Winnipeg on Friday. Paul, real quick on what Tage Thompson said. He said, hey, as a leader, I need to do a better job of this team through adversity, through a goal reversal, through a bad call on the bench, in the room, in between periods. They tonight, I guess I want to say they are, I will say they are improving in handling adversity better, but tonight they did not handle it well.
I said right off the bat, you'd be fine if Tage Thompson was your captain. I'm not saying he should be captain over Rasmus Dahlin. I'm not saying Rasmus Dahlin is a bad captain. I'm just saying if Tage Thompson was your captain, you'd be fine. He takes responsibility. He took responsibility for that awful play. You know, yeah, Benson made a bad pass and hit him in the butt with it. But he takes this leisurely little circle skate, and he took total responsibility for a bad play there. That was a bad play. And took total responsibility for it. And always does. And that's what I like about Tage Thompson. He is real. He doesn't pull any punches. And, you know, and looks at himself before he starts looking at anybody else. He had a bad game tonight, and he was the first one to tell us that. And, you know, I think he's a stand-up guy.
Yep. Paul Lindy Ruffs, you asked him, said that he doesn't expect the league to suspend Dahlin for his hit. I know maybe you think differently.
Well, I don't expect the league. Who knows what the league's going to do?
Right.
Let me put it this way. I would suspend him for a game. That hit's got to be out of the game. That was a horrible hit. You can't. It was a frustration hit by Rasmus Dahlin. And Rasmus Dahlin lets his emotions get the best of him at times. He hit him square in behind. That's a hit they're trying to get out of the game. It's not a good hit. It's a major penalty. He should have been kicked out of the game. Now, the league sometimes will say, well, he was out long enough. That's good enough. That's just like a one-game suspension. You know, because he sat out X amount of time. While I'm talking, you can tell me the time of the penalty. We can figure out how long he actually sat out of the game. And they may just say, well, you know, he sat out X amount of minutes. That's good enough. That's just like a suspension. We don't need a suspension. Maybe they'll fine him or something like that. But I do think there should be supplemental. I don't think it should be any more than a game, but I do think he should get a game.
So his penalty came at 16:50, so there's 3:10 left plus 20 more, so 23:10.
That's only 23 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see how they figure it. You know, they look at your history and all that kind of stuff, but to me that shouldn't matter, history or whatever. If it's a suspension, it's a suspension, and if it were me, he'd get a game.
Yep. Okay, Paul, so there's still 5 games left on this road trip. Winnipeg's next, and I was saying before you went into the room that Winnipeg is going to be probably in a different mindset coming here on Friday. They're in Montreal tonight. I'll get you the score here in a moment while you're talking, but I think the Jets team, after that players-only meeting, they're at home. I think you're at least going to get some good energy to start from them.
Yeah, but you can't turn Comrie into Hellebuck.
Right.
And it's still Comrie or his backup, either one. I mean, we don't know who's going to be in net, but so, you know, the Sabres have to take advantage of that. This has to stop at one game. You have dug such a hole for yourself. I mean, okay, you had a bad game tonight. Tage Thompson is 100% right. Shake it off. It's over. Get ready to play in Winnipeg. You know how to beat the Jets. You know how to put pressure on Comrie in the goaltending. Figure it out. Put this one away. Figure out how you can be better and go win a hockey game, because you can't keep winning two, losing two, winning two, losing two. I mean, you can't be sitting in December. If you're going to be a playoff team, you can't be sitting in December with your longest winning streak of 2 games. That's not a playoff team. That's a last place team. So they got to shake this. And considering the kind of winning streak, whether it's 7, 8, 10, whatever it is, that they need to go on to get themselves out of this mess that they're in. And right now their longest winning streak is 2. So they got to shake this off and win a hockey game in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, by the way, lost in Montreal in a shootout tonight, 3-2. Comrie did play goal. So they'll come in on a losing streak. And, Paul, isn't Winnipeg, correct me if I'm wrong, a building where, I mean, the fans kind of turn on them quick if you can get on them, right?
Yeah. That in Montreal, boy. They'll turn on you quick in both. It's great places to watch a hockey game. You know, the great buildings, great places, great fans. I mean, it's a fun atmosphere in Montreal and in Winnipeg, the way the fans are. So, and both teams, I mean, there's really no advantage because both teams are headed to Winnipeg from the east. The Sabres are staying here tonight, and then they're going to fly out in the morning to Winnipeg. I don't know what Winnipeg's doing out of Montreal, but it's even. You know, both teams are out east tonight, and then they have to play in Winnipeg on Friday. So that's all even.
Paul, thank you so much. Safe travels back, and we'll talk again on Friday with the Sabres and the Jets from Winnipeg.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton in Philly at Xfinity Mobile Arena, where the Sabres fall tonight by a score of 5-2. Okay, we've got to get stats in. We've got to get our save of the game. We've got to get our three stars. We've got to get our driver on the league. We'll update you on the standings. We've got to read some tweets. We've got a lot to get to here on the postgame. But at this moment, we're going to say goodnight to all of our local affiliates. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. And for all of you listening on our flagship on WGR here in Buffalo on 550, we've got more postgame coming up. Final score from Philadelphia. It was the Flyers 5 and the Sabres 2. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame coming up right after this timeout. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Sabres now, Samuelson down low. He's got Benson in front. Samuelson for Thompson. Couldn't handle the pass. It would have been a dunk for him here at the near post. Here's a chance for Norris with a slapper that Ayrton stops.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. You see the saves coming up there from Sam Ersson. One of his 24 saves in the game. It's our save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 5-2 Philadelphia beating Buffalo. We welcome you back here to the postgame. I'm Brian Colziel with you. Thanks for being with us. Let's get some final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third end up 12-8 Flyers. They lead in the game overall 35-26. Power plays. Both teams had many opportunities. The Sabres were 1-for-6. The Flyers 2-of-5. And again, you know, Buffalo's penalty kill has been excellent this year, but a rare instance that they gave up two goals tonight there. Sam Ersson, the win, 24 saves. Colton Ellis, the loss. He had 30 saves, but surrendered 5 goals. And now time for our three stars of the game brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. Couturier, star number 3, he had 2 assists in this one. Zegras, he had a goal, star number 2. And Noah Cates, who had a goal and an assist, he is star number 1. There are your Blue Star Home Services, 3 stars of the game. The attendance tonight at Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia, 17,116. And Buffalo's next game, again, will be Friday. It's a 7 o'clock PM Eastern game here, even though it's in the Central Time Zone, so make note of that. We'll have pregame at 6 on our flagship on WGR, and then Dan and Rob will have a call along the network at 7 o'clock as Buffalo goes to game 2 of this 6-game road trip, which again goes out to Western Canada and then finishes in Seattle. So Winnipeg on Friday, then the weekend off in terms of game action. Monday night in Calgary, Tuesday night in Edmonton, next Thursday in Vancouver, and then next Sunday in Seattle. We'll have all those games for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, now time to get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We welcome your tweets after each and every game. Send them in on Twitter at BrianWGR. Lots of comments from fans about the challenge and whether or not Lindy should have challenged or not. Scott says, terrible decision there. Change the game. We could all see that wasn't interference. All right, so that one is from Scott. My alter ego says, in my opinion, it's like turnovers in football. It's random and luck. You really think we have the second best penalty kill where essentially they're just not a good team. I know what the stats say. Let's see where they end up. They were number 1, now 2. All right, so there's some thoughts there. Let's see what else here. Alex says, I mean, you do have the second best penalty kill, which makes this more infuriating. The second goal was just pure puck luck by the Flyers and a joke in the first place. I did see a tweet coming in here from Jim that said, why didn't Lindy use a timeout after he lost the challenge? I think that's something that, you know, I guess I didn't think about. I think that's a good point. Hey, your penalty kill has just killed off 2 in a row. Maybe they're tired. Hey, you give them an extra minute of breathing time there before they now have to go back out. And it also gives you a time to maybe kind of, as Teddy Thompson said, reset the troops on the bench. Say, look, all right, that was annoying. Here's some adversity. let's fight through it, let's move on, kind of turn the page sort of thing. So, yeah, maybe that would have been a spot for Lindy to use his timeout. Checkered 24 says, Sabres got screwed at home a week ago on a bad replay call, and it causes them to double down. Not their fault, but this was a game-changing one and bad. I agree. Bob says, great idea on the challenge if there wasn't a penalty and you get it wrong. Yep. Alex says, the problem with what is the freak is goalie interference. What is the stupid rule say because Toronto ain't following the rule? Yeah. Who? Nobody knows. That's the problem. It is really, really tough to say what really is goaltender interference. If anybody's got the clear definition, please pass it along to the league and the coaches because nobody is able to figure it out. JK says, Brian, I was really positive about this game going into it. Such a disappointment. I feel like they aren't just built for any kind of long winning streak. I agree. I felt really good about this one coming in. And I was sitting here thinking, hey, you could close within two of second and third place tonight in the division. And Jay, you're right on. Then you're like, well, they can never win more than two in a row. That's all they've been able to do this year is win two in a row, and then they always followed up that up with a loss. So appreciate all the tweets from fans. Send them in after each and every game at Brian WGR. All right, 5-2 Philadelphia in our game. We'll update you on the standings after we get this scoreboard in now as we get to our drive around the league. And it's brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. All right, let's see what's going on elsewhere. There's one late game going on right now out in Anaheim. Two late games going on right now. One is in Anaheim. Utah already with a 2-0 lead on the Ducks. If you're looking for a game to watch, that's TNT. You can have that game for you right there. End of one in San Jose. The Capitals have a 4-0 lead already on the Sharks in that one. So they are off and running. Ovechkin has one of the goals for Washington there. Finals from earlier, Montreal in a shootout beats Winnipeg by a score of 3-2. So the Jets will come in getting a point at least. We know we saw them Monday in that 5-1 win for the Sabres. And then Dallas, a 3-0 shutout win of New Jersey tonight. So not good on the out-of-town scoreboard. Montreal beats Winnipeg. That's a team in your race here. And Washington is on its way. You'd think you're already up 4-0 against San Jose. So there's your look there. We had Pat Malacaro at the Amerks game tonight. Appreciate his updates during intermissions. Utica ends up beating Rochester in overtime tonight by a final score of 4-3. A couple of local college hoop scores for you. On the men's side, St. Bonaventure rolls Bloomsburg down at the Riley Center, 83-43. That puts the Bonnies at 8-1. A great matchup locally on the men's side on Saturday if you're looking for something to do. Bonaventure 8-1 and the UB Bulls 8-0. They'll play at Alumni Arena Saturday at 2 o'clock. And the UB women tonight beat the Niagara women by a score of 77-51. All right, so there is your drive around the league. Again, Winnipeg is next. That'll be Friday at 7. Let's finish by updating the standings here. Buffalo right now with that loss, 11-12-4, 26 points. 26 points, so they aren't able to move up any farther in the standings there. Again, a win tonight. Montreal did get the lose or got 2 points, so they now have 31 in second. But Ottawa is in third with 30. The Sabres with a win tonight could have moved within 2 of third place. So it feels like an opportunity lost there. And now they've played more games than quite a few teams in the division, so they've got some games in hand, including Florida, the team behind them. Florida's played 2 less games than the Sabres. And as I mentioned, Winnipeg lost in a shootout tonight in Montreal. So those two teams will be meeting up again Friday at 7, pregame at 6. Hope you can be with us then right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, we're just past 11 o'clock, and with that, we're going to say goodnight to everybody here along the Sabres Radio Network. Want to thank our crew, Dan Dale, TJ Luckman, co-network producers tonight. Thank you, gentlemen. Kyle Powell on our social media. Check it out, WGR550.com for our game story. Pat Malacaro in Rochester with your Amerks updates. Paul Hamilton, our reporter in Philadelphia. Tom Matty is our engineer. Shopin the Bulldog on the pregame. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. The final again, Flyers 5, Sabres 2. We will talk to you Friday night, Sabres and Jets from Winnipeg, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.